core values. You see, when you live according to your lower values, you require continuous outside motivation and you suppress your genius inside you. And that is where you go ahead and watch a lot of YouTube videos, do other stuff so that you stay motivated. And when you live according to your highest values, you become inspired, you become awakened genius, you go into a flow where, you know, you are continuously doing something amazing. Maybe you are building your own product, maybe you are looking for business opportunities, whatever it is, you continuously work, you continuously evolve. That is why you need to understand the core values, and that is the topic for today. And I want to thank Dr. D. Martin, because that is what I learned from him. Alright, so stay tuned, and I'm going to discuss 13 points via which you'll be able to understand your core values. Hi everyone, this is Ranjay Bhaskar and you are listening to Passion Business Podcast, where I talk about business, mindset, marketing and a lot of stuff. Alright, so stay tuned. So today's topic is core values and how do you find your core values. And all I'm going to discuss is about Dr. D. Martini, who is a great scientist, a great learner. I think he has learned 40,000 plus books, because he started learning from his age of 17 years old, and he is a fast learner as well. So he is someone who actually worked in also a movie called The Secret, and then he has come up with something called as core value determination system. And obviously I'm going to provide a link as well into the description, and also I'm going to spell it out at the end of this podcast so that you can go ahead and refer to it. All right. So let us understand what is the core values and how you can determine it. In order to determine your core values, all you need to do is to answer questions to these 13 questions. All right. So let us begin. And obviously you can pause the podcast in between so that, you know, while you are writing the answers to your questions, right? And those answers to these questions is going to give you a glimpse of what your core values looks like. All right. With that said, let's begin. The very first question is, what do you fill your personal and virtual space with? You know, for example, take an example for me. My space is filled with, I have a laptop, I have few more gears. So I am a kind of technical guy as well. So my space is filled with technical gears, right? So technical could be one of the words that I can choose for myself. The second thing, you need to answer three. What are the three things that fills your personal or virtual space, whatever it is? The second thing is to, for me, is the books. I have a lot of them, a lot of books. So the books are based on mindset. So I think the second point could be mindset, and for me the third point could be finance, because I also have a lot of books around finance as well, right? So that was about the question one, and if you want to pause, you can pause here and answer your questions. I hope you have done that, and let us move to question number two. Question number two is, how do you spend your time most? You know, and it also means that what do these actions really represent or mean, right? So for example, like you have, like, you know, 24 hours, we all have 24 hours, we take nap for say 8 hours, we still have 16 to 80 hours of awake time. How we are dealing with these hours? So are we working for 10 hours or what? Are we, you know, connecting with friends, relatives? Are we giving time to our kids? Or are we doing yoga for, you know, half an hour, 1 hour or 2 hours a day, how your time goes by, right? So that is how, you know, for example, take an example for me, you know, I wake up early in the morning and then I have my meditation on schedule. After the meditation, I go for cycling for, you know, 1 hour, almost 1 hour, right? So after that, once I am back, what I'm going to do is, you know, I will give some family time. So maybe 3 hours, 4 hours chunks goes around that. And after that, I am back to my work and I'm doing my work, maybe, you know, in chunks of 2 hours. And then I take a break. I again go back to work so that I am at a zone where I'm continuously productive. So that is how my days goes around. And again, in the evening, I have some time with the family and then I am going out for, you know, just a mild walk or something, or I'm playing with my kid, right? And obviously during night, again, I have some time for my, you know, internal community members whom I am helping out, or we have our inner circle calls. But that is how my time is spent, right? So now let us look at the third question. So I hope you have answered the second questions. All right, if not, pause for a while and then we'll shift to third question. The third question is, look at how you spend your energy and what energizes you the most. You know, there is a thing that you will always have energy for things that are truly highest on your values and that inspires you. So start looking at what is it that inspires you. Is it, you know, doing workout? Is it socializing? Is it shopping? What is it? You know, look very carefully and honestly at what it is that energizes you and that you can spend most of your energy on. Because when you know where to invest your energy, you will know your true value, right? So that was the third question. The fourth question is all around, how do you spend your money and your resources most? What are the three things that you spend your money on most? You know, it is very important thing for you to understand that, you know, you will always invest money which you give kind of more value. Right. So look at it. Is it on entertainment? Is it, you know, specialized education? What is it? Or is it in your business? Or is it in terms of your investment? Where are you spending most of your money? Right. So that will give you a lot of details around where the money is actually flowing. Now, coming to the fifth question that you need to ask is, where are you ordered and organized most? When I say that, you know, organized most, it might be that you are unorganized. Your desktop doesn't look clean or your house is unorganized. But you know what? There would be certain area in which you are organized the most. Find out what is those areas. It might be around workout schedule, maybe eating habits, maybe clothing, finances, whatever it is. What are the three areas in which you are well organized? So that was the fifth question. Coming to the sixth one is, where are you most reliable, disciplined, and focused? It means, you know, when it comes to work, there would be a lot of things while doing, you are not disciplined. But there is also some of the areas in which you are super disciplined. You will do it giving your best, you know. So look at it, what it is. Is it your business management or activities? Is it your workout routine? What is it? Now, that is where you are also focused. Because, you know, when you are focused onto certain things, you will obviously be disciplined in that area. You will always take care of that particular activities, right? Now, question number seven is, what do you inwardly think about the most? You know, which are the thoughts that dominate everything. You keep on thinking about it. So it can be a lot of things, you know, and do not write down your fantasies, you know, because, you know, those things won't be realized. Look at in a realistic way, in the realistic world, you know. Do not write down imperatives or, you know, outer directed things like should do or, you know, I am required to do or supposed to do, not like that. Make a statement of three things that you think about that you bring about most, right? So those are the indicators of what is truly valuable to you. That is why I look at this question very carefully. That was question number 7. Now moving to question number 8 that you need to ask is, what do you visualize most? You know, it could be anything in your life. Maybe you want a futuristic car. Maybe you need a house. What is it that you see in your vision? Is it the family lifestyle that you dream about? Is it traveling the world? Is it becoming the richest person on earth? What is it? Or managing your businesses, managing your expense. So what are the three things that you visualize the most? That was the question number 8. Now question number 9 that you need to ask yourself is, what do you most often talk to yourself about? A lot of time, whenever you have the free time, what is it that you talk about yourself? Now that is obviously the evidence that you know, you are focused onto that stuff and you are giving much value to it, right? So look at your self-talk and write it down, three things. What do you internally dialogue with yourself about most, right? So that was question number 9. The question number 10 is, what do you most often talk to others about? Now, previous question was what you talk to yourself. Now, this time not yourself, this time what you talk to others about. You know, you might be talking a lot of stuff. You know, if you go to someone and, you know, maybe they ask you how are the kids, it means that their kids are important, you know. And that is why look at what do you ask others. So when you ask something to others, that is also a reflection of what you think about it internally as well. So look at that and reflect on it. What is it that you talk to others about, right? So write down three things around those corners. So after that, the 11th question is, what inspires you the most? You know, and what is common to the people that inspires you the most? There might be few things that, you know, like, you know, is it great moment of your own or individual's masteries? What is it? Is it when you have achieved a meaningful goal? What is it that inspires you? You know, is it when you have overcome some challenges, you know, or maybe, you know, you are a speaker, you are a writer, or you are into business? Is it like when you generate a sales that inspires you? What is it that inspires you the most? Type the three things that inspires you the most, right? Now coming to question number 12. What are your most consistent long-term goal about how you'd love your life to be? You know, that is something that you really want to come true in long term. Maybe 5 years from now, 10 years from now. What is your long term goal, which is pretty consistent? You are not changing it every now and then, right? So writing down those three goals. Do not write down fantasies that you are not acting upon and nothing is happening with, right? Write only the ones that you are slowly but surely bringing into reality and that they have been dominating your mind and thoughts for a pretty long time, right? So start writing those three long-term goals. And finally, the last question. The last question, question number 13 that you should ask is, what topics of study inspires you the most? When you enter a bookstore or, you know, a mall or, you know, any places, maybe you are looking at YouTube, maybe you are looking at magazines, podcasts, wherever you are, which section inspires you, which topic inspires you? Write in the three most important topics, right? So these were the 13 questions. If you answered all these 13 questions, you would be able to grab the core values. You would be able to understand your own core values by reflecting on these 13 questions. And accordingly, you can craft your own lifestyle, right? So for example, if you talk about me, that is what I teach my students who want to create their own e-commerce business. I ask them to understand their value system, you know, and understand what they really love about, and then start building up their own e-commerce store, you know, accordingly. That is why I also talk about various stuff like finding their why and all these things, right? So first of all, if you love this podcast, go ahead and like, subscribe, and, you know, leave a review so that other people can also get inspired by looking at reviews. And secondly, if you are someone who is looking to start, scale, or grow his or her e-commerce business, go ahead and join me into the next live webinar by visiting the URL ranvz.co/live. ranvz.co/live. Alright, till then, thank you, take care, and bye-bye, and I will see you in the next episode.